The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you observed that during Lent, on a day you say you're going to fast, on a day you say you're going to do something, that's when you feel more hungry? I don't know if it happens to you. Naturally, I don't feel like eating breakfast up until 1 p.m., that's when I eat my first meal, which the doctor says is not good. But when Lent comes, as soon as I wake up, I begin to feel hungry. And that comes the discipline. It has to be meritorious. You know, fasting, almsgiving, and prayer, they all form a singular movement towards God. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, they form a singular movement towards God. They have to go together. The first reading, very interesting, you know, speaks to the depths and the treasures we have in the scriptures. We hear, "What must I do on a day of fast and abstinence? What must I do?" Isaiah chapter 58 tells us, you don't claim you're fasting and you end up quarreling at the end of the day. It makes no sense. What is the kind of fast that pleases the Lord? So it's interesting because what we're talking about today, fasting, prayer, and abstinence, began a long time ago. Before the consecration, during the preface of the Mass, you're going to hear the fruits of fasting. First of all, it says it restrains our faults. Discipline, it restrains our faults. It bestows virtues and it raises our minds to God. The fruits of fasting. If these are not being accomplished, then our fast and abstinence means nothing. When we fast, we go to God in prayer, and it manifests in our good actions. It's a singular movement. None is isolated. None is mutually exclusive. So we are called today not just to reduce our appetite, but then let us enlarge our heart. To not just reduce your appetite, enlarge your heart.